Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2691.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain that influence.
One of my professors was... He basically gave me a direction when I started there. I was just kind of taking classes my freshman year, but the first time I had him in class, he really drew me in, really showed me, why exactly it is I enjoy being there and why I enjoy learning. It's the best academic environment I've ever had in my life, and he, for a short while, actually changed my career goals. I've since changed them back, but that's the influence he had on me. It was so much such that he was able to kind of... I wanted to be more like him in that respect.
What do you aspire to be?
Right now, I'm going to school. I want to be a lawyer. Eventually, after practicing in the legal field for a while, I'd either like to become a judge or to go back to grad school, get my philosophy degree, and teach at a university.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I like to think I'm a pretty good person. I don't know who wouldn't say that, though, if they were asked that question. I think of myself as thoughtful, intellectual. I'm driven to the extent that I know what I want, and I generally go after it. I like to have fun. I like to enjoy myself. I like to learn. And I think that's, a huge part of what I am. It's why I enjoy being in college so much and why I'm planning on going on after that to other forms of schooling.
Describe the world you came from and how it has shaped who you are.
I came from suburbia, so, it's pretty much the same across the board, no matter where you go in the suburbs, at least around here. The thing that mainly shaped who I was from my childhood was the fact that my parents are divorced, and what that did for me is it showed me, from an early age that not everything ends with a happy ending, and not all your plans necessarily end up the way you want them to be. So I think learning that right away, gave me incentive to kind of work harder at the things I really want to see happen, because there's no guarantee that it's going to. There are no guarantees in life about that sort of thing.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else?
I'd like to say that, given an adequate amount of time to prepare, I'm a fairly good public speaker. I do work with that at my school, and I've taken actually some classes to help develop that, and I feel that it's a valuable skill to have in the chosen career I'm going to have. So I've done a lot of work with extracurricular activities in order to help cultivate that ability, and I like to think that I'm fairly capable of expressing my ideas and my emotions verbally.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have?
A willingness to get things done, a good work ethic, intelligence, competence. There are a lot of things that people who are willing to try at something, who are willing to take the effort and willing to take a risk and attempt to do something. I find that very admirable, as opposed to the contrary. People who are afraid or people who don't have a strong work ethic and don't want to get things done. That's what I find important in people.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I value my intelligence and my sense of humor, my personality, I guess, but that's so much a part of who I am. The thing I like least about myself is, there are times where, I fail to live up to the standard that I just set earlier, I'm afraid to take a risk because I'm afraid of the consequences. I am afraid of what might happen should I fail. So I guess it's kind of the same quality, and I just like to develop it more.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you as a child that has had a significant impact on your adult life?
My father has always told me, if you're going to do something, do it right the first time. It takes a while to get him to do something, but when he does it right the first time. A lot of people call it laziness. He calls it efficiency. And it's more so than just that. It's, you should take some pride in what you're doing. If you want to get something done, do it right the first time so you don't have to do it again, and so that when people look at it, they say they're not ashamed of what you've done, and you shouldn't be ashamed of what you've done. You're putting yourself into your project, so you should take some pride in it.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
My family, whenever we get together, we have fun. We play games, a lot of card games. On my mother's side, we play a lot of board games. It's always a happy, good environment. We're enjoying each other's company instead of feeling obligated to spend time with one another, and I really enjoy that.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received and why it was so special.
When I was 16 in high school, my mother gave me my first very own new trumpet. And while I don't play anymore, at that time in my life, that was something that was very important. I spent a lot of time playing, and it was brand new, and it's the first thing like that that I had ever really received that was truly my own and was really something I actually cared about, and so that was very special to me.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I enjoyed skiing for my year, or for my birthday every year. We used to go skiing. We don't do that so much anymore, mainly because I'm in school and it's difficult to afford for me, and difficult for me to find the time as well. I enjoy spending time with my friends. I enjoy going out and doing things with them, going playing football. Even though I'm not all that great at it, I still enjoy playing. Reading. I have maintained my habit of reading to this day. Listening to music, playing music, things like that I really enjoy.
What type of books do you enjoy?
Books that make you think. There are a lot of books that I've read that are, I mean, I can just kind of look at it without really having a new thought that's arisen to me as a result of the plot or as a result of the message the book's trying to send. And I generally don't read those books again. But books that make me think about some new concept or take a familiar concept and twist it in an unexpected way, I can read over and over and over again. I'm one of those people who will sit there. I mean, my favorite book I've read at least 10 times. And every time I go back to it, I find something new that makes me think of something else.
What was the last book that you read?
The book I'm reading right now, I'm actually not finished with, but I almost am, is Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. And again, a book that makes you think. It's massive, and it's a huge undertaking for me to look through it, and I've had to sit back and look and reread passages because it's just difficult for me to understand. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm looking forward to finishing it.
What was the last movie that you saw?
The last movie I saw was Juno, and I really enjoyed that. I find a lot of things wrong with a lot of blockbuster movies, a lot of movies that I go out to and just aren't really, don't live up to expectations. And going to this one, I was interested more so than I had an expectation, and maybe that's why I enjoyed it so much, because it was fantastic. It's one of my favorite movies now.
What was the last type of sporting event you attended?
I actually went to a Monday Night Football game recently, and my team won, so I had a lot of fun there, but I went there with some of my friends. We managed to get tickets sort of at the last minute, so it was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing, and I really enjoyed myself.
What are your hobbies?
A lot of this goes with what I talked about earlier. I like to read. I like to watch sporting events, football, baseball, hockey if I can find the time. I enjoy spending time with my friends. It doesn't really matter what we do, per se, but the fact that I'm with people whose company I enjoy, that's really what matters to me.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've once been told that I looked like Josh Groban, which I don't really see as much, but I've been told that. That's the only, I mean, otherwise, people don't compare my personality to any of celebrities that I know of.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
I would go with, at my college, I'm involved in our mock trial program, and I've poured a lot of myself into that program. I'm one of them. I've been there for several years, and it's taken a lot of my effort, and we've placed very well this year, and that's an achievement that I think is important to me, because not so much of an individual achievement, but the fact that I have spent hours a week working on this team event, and it's something that we've been able to succeed in, especially now in the year of college that I am. It means a lot to me.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
There's so many religions out in the world, and there are so many people who have claimed to know the truth, and it really doesn't matter which one. I'd like to sit them down and ask them why. How did they know, and what sort of experience did they have that let them make the claims they did? Because it's so difficult to read these things, and I've taken a couple of religion classes in college, and without any sort of human experience to attach to that. And so whether it be somebody from Christianity or Islam, Judaism, or any other major world religion, I'd like to sit somebody who's had an experience like that down and talk to them about it, because I haven't had that, and I think if that sort of thing is true, it's something I'm missing in my life.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience you have had and its impact on you.
My first year of college, basically. It was interesting to see the person I was in high school and the person I've become in college, and while other people don't think they've seen a difference, I definitely went through a period of adjustment my first year. There was the whole culture shock aspect, and then eventually, halfway through the year, I sort of came out of my shell and began enjoying myself as opposed to wishing that I never had to graduate from high school and move out into the world. So, yeah, my first year of college was definitely an eye-opener.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I guess, asking my girlfriend to marry me. That was a significant risk, but I didn't, not only now, but right at the moment, I knew it was the right thing to do, and I've never been happier.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
For one of my classes, I'm a philosophy major, and we had to read a book by Immanuel Kant called The Critique of Pure Reason. It's several hundred pages long, translated from the original German, and has been described as, by the professor whom I really admire, as one of the three hardest books he has ever read in any language ever. I read this book, literally I had to go back after every sentence and try and figure out what the heck this person was saying. It challenged me not only my ideas, not only my preconceptions about the world, but it challenged my reading ability. I mean, something I had been doing my entire life, this book was saying, are you really able to read things and understand them? And I found that I had to work even harder at it, but yes, I was. And so that's a significant achievement in my career, and it's something that I'm fairly proud of.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to?
Nothing major, nothing life-altering, just little ones along the way that I find myself going about my daily life and something will happen and I'll understand a concept better, I'll understand a person better. It's not really, I haven't had any life-altering epiphanies that change the way I view the world, per se, but they've changed the way I viewed people, specific people and groups of people in general. I mean, it's one of those you think you know someone and then you see the way they act and you don't really understand them and it gives you a greater understanding of that person. So things like that I get on a semi-regular basis, but nothing life-altering yet.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Reading a good book, watching a movie I really enjoy, spending time with my friends, any of the above, all of the above combined in some way.
Where would you like to be the most?
Here. I enjoy the location I'm at. I enjoy where I live, and I mean, there are places I'd like to travel to, but as of right now, I can't think of anywhere I'd rather be for my life.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My fiance. There's no question about that. Going back to the previous question, actually, she doesn't go to school here and she's gone right now, so maybe I'd like to be there. I'd like to be with her right now.
What is your approach to life?
I guess it's sort of a combination of, you know, taking every day as it comes, but still making sure that you're trying to plan for the future. I don't like to dwell on the past. I like to deal with the problems and challenges that each day brings about and not only deal with them as getting through them specifically in that instance, but sort of learning from them. My approach is, you know, bad things are going to happen to you in life and things aren't going to go the way you plan, but if you can learn from it, you're better off.
What was the most difficult time in your life and how did you overcome these difficulties?
Freshman year of college. I absolutely did not want to be there. I was the lowest point I've ever reached in my life because it was such a change from the life I had experienced before. And the way I overcame it was I sort of sat myself down and said, you know, things are changing. And if you bother to look around at what's going on, these people are enjoying themselves. Why don't you find out why they're enjoying themselves instead of dwelling upon the fact that, you know, things aren't the way they used to be for you.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I don't think it's happened yet. I think it's going to be when I get accepted to a law school and graduate from the college I'm at right now. Because the past 4 years of my life represent a significant effort. High school wasn't the same. I didn't put as much work into it because I didn't have to. But college, you have to think. It's the big leagues. And I've spent a significant amount of my time and effort pouring myself into this. I'd like to see it through. I'd like to be done and move on to something more. I think that'll be very rewarding for me.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Not a specific one. Scrabble, Monopoly, Clue. Your standard board game fare. I enjoy them all.
Who is your favorite actor?
Steve Buscemi. He's in everything. He's not specific. He's not picky. He takes what the roles he likes, the roles he enjoys. Not the ones that land him in the biggest features, but the ones that he can do well. I really enjoy his character in most every movie I've seen him in.
What is your favorite dinner?
Pizza. A well-made pizza. Actually, it doesn't even have to be all that well-made. I like frozen pizzas, too. They're delicious.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
When I'm spending time with my friends, we get all sorts of crazy ideas. Run around outside in the snow, running down the street, yelling at each other, chasing each other. In the moment, silliness just kind of descends upon us when we're all the same way, and we're just ridiculous sometimes. It's fun to kind of, you know, not really care about the standards the world imposes on you at some times and says, you know, you have to act a certain way because you're a certain age. Well, why? When I'm with my friends, they don't care. Neither do I. So it's fun to be kind of just silly and crazy sometimes.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Shut my alarm off. I hate it. And I generally, unless I don't have anything going on that day, I have to set my alarm because I'll sleep for a long time, not even knowing that I'm going back to sleep for, you know, the third or fourth time because I just don't fully wake up. But my alarm is kind of the kick in the butt that I need to get out of bed, and I made it something that I absolutely hate the sound of, so I turn it off.
What is something you wish you can do but you can't?
I wish I could fly, like, on my own. I know that's kind of silly and fanciful, but there's always been some appeal to it. I love going in airplanes, and I think if it was something I could do on my own power, I'd really enjoy it. I like seeing the world from that high up.
You are majoring in legal studies and philosophy. When did you first become interested in this field?
Well, I've always been interested in the field of law. I like the idea of justice in people, if they're guilty, going to jail, if not going to jail. I like that whole process, and I think it's an important one, so I feel like it's something I could devote my life to. Philosophy I sort of came upon when I was in college because they don't teach it in high school. And a professor of mine said they don't teach it because it's dangerous to teach people to think for themselves in high school. Well, you may or may disagree with that. I think learning to think for myself in philosophy is something I've just fallen in love with it in college, and so that's how I became interested in that.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I want to go to law school, somewhere in the area. I'm actually in the application process right now.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I'd be a lawyer, a trial lawyer. I don't like paperwork. I find it's kind of busy and pointless a lot of the time. I know it's important to have a record. Being in the field of law, I know it's important to have a record about what you're doing, but at the same time, it's not necessarily the way I want to spend my life. I want to spend my life doing the things I talk about enjoying.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I plan on being married, working as an attorney here, having enough money that I can travel around if I want to, but not obsessively. I like to travel, but it's not something I feel a pressing need to do on a regular basis. I want to be living life comfortably.
You are recently engaged. Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening with your fiancé.
A nice dinner. Going out and doing something. It's so easy to just, you know, spend your time going out to a movie, doing typical things. I like doing things that are kind of out of the box, which makes it harder for me to think of, kind of continually come up with the next idea. I mean, before it all seems kind of played out. I like to kind of do things that aren't really your typical date. And so I like to go new places. I like to see new things. I like to go to, I mean, if there's a museum I haven't been to, I like to go there. If there's a restaurant I haven't tried, I have no problems going and giving that a shot. It's the newness of it that's kind of romantic because it's my first experience in this location and it's with her.
What do you love most about your fiancé?
That she loves me, for who I am. Not for the things I'm capable of doing, not for who I can pretend to be for other people if I need to, not for kind of the mask that you wear in society on from time to time. I love her because she loves me just at my core and who I'm capable of being and what I will become.
What is the nicest thing you think you can do for her?
Be there for her. Help her in whatever she needs. Stress hits her sometimes, and then she gets kind of cranky, and it's not something she realizes she does while she's doing it, but I do, because I've seen it a couple of times. And so, just not jumping the gun, not giving in to anger, or being, you know, upset with things or situations right away, trying to kind of maintain a cool-headedness in situations that are really stressing the both of us out is very helpful, and I think it's the nicest thing I can do for her.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I don't want to have children myself. I guess this goes back to that risk kind of thing. I'm not sure I'd be the best at it. I don't think there are any qualities in my life that would disqualify me from having children, but it's a human life and it's not something I want to risk, at least not right now in the game. But at the same time, I'm kind of selfish in the fact that I want my genes to kind of live on somewhere. And I like the idea of having a child out there somewhere, but I don't know is that I'm at the point in my life where I can take care of it right now. And why not help other people who are looking to have children?
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring that may be listening to this interview?
In everything you do, ask yourself if you're doing it because you want to, and do it the best that you can. Things should work out for you in the long run. There are many injustices in the world, but if you do things to your ability, not just talk about doing the best you can and blaming the world around you for, I couldn't help it, it's not my fault, but really do the best you can and put as much effort into whatever you want to as you can, you can do anything. And I know you're probably going to hear that a lot, but it's true. And the amount of effort you might have to put into it is substantial, and the amount of faculties you'll have to devote to it might be your entire life, but I have full confidence in your ability to do whatever, so take pride in what you're doing and give it your all, and you can accomplish anything.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2691.